بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Before starting the Quran Sharif, just a little introduction based on the teachings of our elders. First and foremost, we must make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He gave us existence from non-existence. And then He made us in the best of His creation, human beings. Then He blessed us to be Muslims and blessed us with the great quality of Iman. And much, much more greater, He made us in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for which really we are not deserving at all. And the great virtues of this Ummah, we cannot imagine also. Allah has given it to us without asking also. Then Allah Ta'ala's great, great salawat and salam continuously forever and ever, and in the most unimaginable ways Allah sends on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who turned day into night, night into day, receiving wahi from Allah Ta'ala, protecting the wahi and then giving it to the ummah in its perfect form. And Allah Ta'ala's shukr that Allah blessed us with the Quran Sharif. One of the greatest ni'mat Allah gave us also, the Quran Sharif. We cannot be enough thankful to Allah Ta'ala for this great, great favor. And may Allah make our attachment with the Quran Sharif in the correct and perfect way. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala blessed the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who received the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah be radiyallahu anhum wa ardaahum, all of the Sahaba, may Allah give them that greatest gift of the rida, of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has promised them in this world already. Even in Jannah, the greatest pleasure will be, enjoyment will be the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah had blessed the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with. And the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they took the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, tooth and nail. Perfectly, completely, they lived by it. That day was the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran Sharif. Their nights were like, spent like that. Every aspect of their lives were like that. And Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this Quran Sharif, and then He blessed us with those hearts that will accept the Quran Sharif. Just to accept the Quran as our ideal model and our ideal book for our guidance, this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Then He gave us those tongues that we speak what is in the heart. That is the Quran Sharif, which is in the heart. And the Quran Sharif in the heart is in the form of the Huffaz, and millions of Huffaz in the world. And till today, billions of Huffaz have come. And what Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, which no other kitab of Allah Ta'ala enjoyed that privilege of being memorized as the Quran Sharif is being memorized, whether it be small little children, boys and girls, whether it be elderly people, but the Quran Sharif has been preserved in this way. And then the qiraat of the Quran Sharif, all the different forms of qiraat and the details of that also, and how beautifully Quran Sharif is being recited right till today everywhere in the world. These are all the great blessings. So Allah gave us this tongue for that purpose. The heart to preserve that Quran Sharif, the tongue to really primarily for the Quran Sharif. Allah has given us our tongue, not for other things. He blessed us with those eyes to see the Quran Sharif. He blessed us with the ears to hear the Quran Sharif. Whether it is just recitation of Quran, explanation of Quran, whether it is directly from tafsir and tarjuma, or whether it is the bayans of the ulama, whether it is the writings of the ulama, whether it in any form, it is all the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala then bless all the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who took it as true message, preserved it thoroughly, and went throughout the world, the then existing world, and they spread this Quran Sharif in the whole world. Then after that, all the tabi'een, how they also sacrificed, and their lives saints are great, great models and examples for us to see and to emulate and try and follow in their lives. Then also particularly Allah Ta'ala sent His special blessings on the millions of ulama throughout the world who have also received this Quran Sharif, and in the face of any hardship, odds, difficulties, criticisms, accusations, whatever came to them, but they carried on preserving the Quran and teaching the Quran. And people went against them and made all types of propaganda. Our great, great ulama were not only jailed, but their janazas came out from the jail. And they were humiliated in different ways by the people. In fact, when the tarjuma of the Quran Sharif was first done in the Urdu language or the Farsi language, the reward the ummah gave to the alim was they cut his hands. That why did he translate the Quran Sharif? That the truth came to the people now. But they tolerated all this and they did not stop, whether they were jailed, and in the jail they carried on with their work also. Whether they were put in a well, Imam Sarafsi rahmatullah ali, but there also their work carried on as a prison, they put him in the jail. And what great, great work he did from there. So Allah reward all the great ulama, the huffaz, the qurra, and all who have preserved this deen and brought it to us. And then Allah Ta'ala made it farad, and this is the object of our lives. And yeah, we all must think a little bit for ourselves. Have we made an object of my life? Why am I living? Why have I come in this world? Why have I been sent in this world? Anyone else, for every small thing we make, we have an object. I'm going to school for a purpose. I'm going to a Darul Uloom for a purpose. I'm going to my shop for a purpose. But my life, what is the purpose of my life? Allah Ta'ala says, I've created everything for you people, O insan. Then for what are we created? Have we established that purpose of our life? That why am I created? And that is to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And there is no greater way than the Quran Sharif to recognize Allah, right from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen right till the end, min al jinni wal ins. It is all the recognition of Allah. And from there flows the love of Allah. Allah is that great being, the more we know Him, the more we will love Him and become die hearts for Him. That is the purpose. And for that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran Sharif, and for the people who are not ulama, Allah has made it farad that they learn the Quran Sharif from the ulama. And the ulama, Allah has made it their farad that they must explain the Quran Sharif in whichever form and manner, aspect, but they must explain the Quran Sharif to the people. So for that, Allah Ta'ala has given us this great, great, opportunity where we learn the Quran Sharif, where we teach the Quran Sharif, and we make this one of our priorities in life, our primary objects, that to learn the Quran Sharif, to practice the Quran Sharif, to preserve it, to propagate it, to teach it, and in this way we fulfill this farida and this great purpose for which Allah has created us. And Allah reward all the ulama who have translated the Quran Sharif in the various languages of the world. And then the ulama who are explaining the Quran Sharif to the masses and to the public. And wherever this process is carrying on, where the ulama are doing their duty and the public, the people are listening to them, great goodness abounds there. And in those places where the ulama are not doing this, or the public, the people are not listening to the ulama, then we find calamities coming down in those places. Our heart cries, what difficulties are going through, the ummah is going through. But if we have to analyze properly, objectively, critically, we will see it is really our fault. We have distanced ourselves from deen, from the teachings of deen. And deen can really come alive only in the form of the ulama doing their duty and the public doing their duty, the people also. Then deen, the consciousness will come, and hopefully from there the practice of deen. So may Allah accept us all for this. And Alhamdulillah, yeah, in our country, country, for example in Azadwal itself, all our masajid, there is Quran dars carrying on. And in many, many other places, ulama are doing this work, and mashallah, people are listening also, and we might not feel the benefit, like we are sitting here, but that benefit definitely comes and settles on us. May Allah let us all be part of this process. Forgive us for our shortcomings. We are nowhere to what it is supposed to be. We are not fit for it. We are not fit to hold the Quran Sharif, to see the Quran. What a great ni'mat. And we are so far from it. But these are the blessings of Allah. May Allah bless us with this reality. And may Allah Ta'ala give its full fruit in the akhirat as well. Surely and only by the mercy of Allah and by His kindness, He overlooks all our weaknesses, all our faults, and He shows His mercy upon us.